Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating an ask to report on Mark LeClaire, date of birth 3/28/1960, date of procedure February 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. DO, referring physician is Dr. Eckhart Buckley. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold smear polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Indication is personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions. Decision among them to roll experience the patient. Period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite. Placed in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care. Period. The director of the abdomen. Normal or well lubricated limbs, video colonoscopes, interest in rectum, and advance of the direct vision to the cecum, which is transferred by the residents of the appendiceorx, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, single colon, and the rectum. Period. Retro flexure is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was
good with a Boston bowel prep score.
(9, 3-3-3). Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score of 9, 3-3-3. Greater than is an excellent prep. Next line. There was evidence in approximately 6 millimeter sessile rectosigmoid polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure. Sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure. Sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two sigmoid colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of mild sigmoid erythema that was biopsy pathology. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plant cell biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up erythema biopsies. This may be prep artifact. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. Please go back to the findings and also note the terminal ileum camelas 5 centimeters was intubated and evaluated. Please go back to the description of procedure and after the area which says presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complement of the fold, period, add in the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Thank you.